It wasn't so long ago that the financial situation in Argentina was top of the agenda for international financial institutions. The country's economy collapsed in 2001, and the problems were so bad it was widely seen as the sick man of South America. Well, that's changed, and much of the credit has been given to Argentine President Néstor Kirchner. His economic policies have furthered his reputation as a maverick. NPR's Julie McCarthy sent this report from Buenos Aires.
President Kirchner rarely misses an opportunity to extol his country's recovery. 9 million Argentines still live in poverty, but their ranks, he reminds his audience, have been cut in half in the past 6 years as Argentina climbs back. In fact, the economy is sizzling in this land fabled for its steak. Trendy restaurants attract globe-trotting gourmands. Elegant hotels hum with smartly dressed guests and harp concertos. Locals and foreigners alike flood the outdoor markets on a sun-drenched Sunday. Analysts say Kirchner's button-down fiscal conservatism has built a $40 billion surplus. A cheap peso has made Argentine goods attractive overseas, and high taxes on exports have filled the nation's coffers. Inflation is rising, but subsidies on utilities have kept the price of power down. The formula borrows from the left and the right and makes the Argentine president difficult to politically peg. Kirchner, says pollster Enrique Zuleta Pucero, is the archetypal Peronist.
Neither the right nor the left always trying to preserve the center. And the Argentinians always played that kind of game.
But there is nothing middle of the road in Kirchner's attitude toward international lending institutions. His decision to repay the IMF debt in a single $10 billion payment fixed him in the public mind as a bold man of action. Economist Pablo Rojo says poking the much-loathed lending establishment in the eye was just shrewd politics.
That was essentially a political coup for him to gain popularity.
An expensive one.
An expensive one, but Argentina could afford that because it was in a moment where the international prices of our products were up and the government was collecting a lot of money from tax exports.
It also established Kirchner as a scrappy combatant willing to make the hard decisions to secure Argentina's independence. Political scientist Sergio Berenstein says Argentines find in Kirchner a classic Latin America caudillo, or strongman, capable of walking the country back from the economic abyss.
Just because democracy is too noisy, too messy, you know, it takes a lot of time to get things done. So in the middle of the crisis, that's what you want, right? You want a strong hand, quote-unquote, solving problems. So for a while, as long as you have economic growth or a recovery, that can work.
Kirchner has also used a strategic alliance with Hugo Chavez to relieve his country's burdens. The Venezuelan leader has provided oil and bought some $3 billion of Argentine debt. But taking a middle ground, Kirchner has also sided with the U.S. on Iran. Argentina's prosecutors recently fingered Iranian officials for the bombing of a Jewish cultural center in Buenos Aires in 1994. Political analyst Felipe Nogueira says when Kirchner gives Chavez space to assail President Bush, as he did at an Argentine stadium in March, it's mostly political theater.
President Kirchner allows President Chavez sort of to play the anti-Bush card in rhetoric. But in practice, the real relationship between Argentina and the U.S. in many business relationships and so on is on pretty strong sort of footing. So I think it's a bit of an act.
In governing, Kirchner acts as if the specter of economic doom were at the door. Former economic minister Roberto Lavagna and others say it carries the seeds of creeping autocratic rule.
The dynamic of the situation pushed the government to be more and more intrusive, more and more dedicated to control, sustaining the idea of only one way to think, only one way to analyze the situation. And if you don't accept this way, you become an enemy.
Cattlemen at the Linea stockyard say they've been made to feel like the enemy with government price controls on beef. But rather than cap inflation, analysts say controls have created shortages as producers leave their cattle in the field waiting for better prices. Rancher Carlos Brown says government quotas have also cut in half the amount of beef that can be sold for export.
Argentina estaba exportando por más de mil millones de dólares.
We should be exporting over $1 billion, but that amount has fallen sharply. Argentine beef, which is known for its quality, is losing export opportunities.
But President Kirchner insists on telling his countrymen, we are not out of hell yet. For the 27% of the population living below the poverty line, that is true. And the grace period granted Nestor Kirchner to cure the country's economic ills, while growing shorter, does not seem to have expired yet. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.